just come to America.
The truth is out there.
Some alien race to come down and threaten us.
The military-industrial complex.
A highly funded yet unofficial government agency.
I've now been in 57 states.
Welcome to PID Radio. I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert, everybody, and welcome to, let's see, this is Thursday the 21st?
5/21 of 09.
It is. It says that right here on my calendar. I thought it was lying to me. Sort of like the Federal Reserve.
No, the Federal Reserve is honest and truthful.
It would never, ever lie.
You can believe everything that you hear from the government.
Holy smokes. There's a video that we've got. You got to see it.
It is absolutely, it is high comedy. Today, May 21st, we posted, or Sharon posted actually, to peeringintodarkness.com, a video of in a hearing taking place in Congress today with the Inspector General of the Federal Reserve Bank, who apparently doesn't know what happened to the $9 trillion in off-book transactions that have taken place in the last 8 months. Now, that's according to a Bloomberg News story that the Fed is engaged. Off-book transactions.
Exactly.
If you and I engage in off-book transactions, typically the federal government would like to know what we're doing and with whom.
Well, when asked about it by Alan Grayson, is that his first name, Alan? Mm-hmm. She said, well, we've not looked at that specific area at the particular point on that specific review.
Yeah.
Translation? I don't know. And if I did, I'm not telling you.
Are you crazy? It is.
Shut up. That's why.
Pathetic to watch. The Inspector General of the Federal Reserve, who's, I didn't catch her name during the interview, but the point,
Elizabeth Coleman.
Elizabeth Coleman, thank you. The point is that when she was pressed to answer simple questions about who's getting money from this TARP program and from the Federal Reserve Bank, which is ostensibly, although it isn't really, but it is ostensibly a branch of the federal government, and again, I repeat, it is not really.
Exactly. In other words, she's a figurehead.
Yeah. They don't really want to investigate anything. And so, again, when the Federal Reserve Bank comes out with, as they did today, a new projection about the economy, come on. This is a rigged game, and we're just, guys, in the mailroom, we're not being told what the guys who really run the show are doing. And this lady, this poor woman who was up there.
Wait,
being tossed.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait, my hand is up in the air.
Yes.
Now, that's true. We're not being told what the humans really doing.
Good point. And that's an important distinction that we need to make as we comment on the news from a slightly different perspective from what you get on the talking news shows. Really different. They wouldn't let us anywhere near one of the major networks. The prophecies given to us in the Bible tell us very clearly what these guys are doing, and it's all driving toward the singularity, a one-world mm-hmm. government.
Exactly.
I like that. Let's call it the singularity.
The singularity.
Yeah.
That works for me.
Yeah. Now, that term has been used to describe other things, too, that have a different connotation. But
the black hole of doom.
The pie hole of doom?
Black hole.
Oh. I like pie hole of doom better. Anyway, so the Federal Reserve doesn't know where the money's going. Are we surprised? No, we are not. This is why more than almost two-thirds of Americans thought that this was a bad idea when it was proposed and pushed by the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm.
So you Republicans who are feeling smug about this, just sit in the corner and be quiet, because it was Republicans who started this whole mess last fall. Elsewhere in the news, four men arrested in a terror plot in New York. The four men arrested by the FBI today, according to Doug Hagman at Northeast Intelligence Network, at least three of these men were recent converts to Islam.
You know, they looked really young.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly haven't read the article, but the news footage that I saw going while I was cleaning the house today, mm-hmm. They looked really young. How does it list their ages?
It does not, and I've not gone into detail on this, but or read this in depth. But just pointing out that this
the reason I bring it up is because, remember a few years ago, the Florida group that just wanted cool uniforms and new shoes.
Right, right.
They were infiltrated by the government. This group was too.
Yep, and
infiltrated may be the wrong verb. They were
perhaps recruited or encouraged.
Recruited or encouraged. I think those are better ones. So, you know, some of these sting operations, you know, the kids involved, they shouldn't have done what they did. But.
Well, this is a good point that I wanted to get to because, you know, it would be very easy to just stand back and say, well, this is obviously Islamic terrorism. But there may be more to it than that, and we just encourage you to look a little deeper. Now, we don't know for a fact that there's more to it than what is being reported, but we're not ones to take what we read or see or hear from the media at face value because the bulk of the media, the major media, is controlled by guys who don't have anything to gain by upsetting the apple cart. They're very happy with the way the power is structured mm-hmm. right now. These four men arrested yesterday planting what they believe to be bombs near a two synagogues in New York City, met in prison in the United States, and they're being presented to us. In fact, I've even seen the phrase from government officials as examples of homegrown terrorists. Now, the Islamic connection is being played down in the major media, but, you know, so you've got a couple of things at work here, and probably getting through to the truth of what happened may have to wait a very long time.
My hand is going up again.
Yes, Mrs. Gilbert.
Are we allowed to say terrorism now?
Well, I don't know, and we'll talk about that.
Or is it man-created catastrophes?
Improvised ideologue, I think, is the phrase that we'll be using from here on out as we adopt newspeak under the Obama administration. We'll be talking about that in a little bit because we've seen a number of examples that are just really silly and that there are some suggestions that were offered by one pundit that I think are funny, but also funny because they're probably true and
probably
will be adopted.
Are.
We'll probably see that. Yeah. So just as terrorism and the war on terrorism is now the overseas contingency operation and terrorism are man-made disasters, we've got other phrases that we'll be presenting to you shortly. But we'll see what comes of this story. There will probably, like I said, be a couple of spins on this where you'll see some people presenting these four guys as Islamic radicals, others saying this is what can happen. Homegrown terror. That's why we need to, you know, crack down. Why we can't afford to give up the warrantless wiretapping, huh? And we'll see, of course, true progressives getting even more frustrated with the Obama administration as they slowly realize what we predicted months ago, that this is the true third term of George W. Bush.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and you could say that that was actually the second and third terms of Poppy Bush.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's the fourth.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very, very astute. The Obama administration is in so many ways just continuing the policies that he ran against in the election. And it's amazing how many Democratic apologists refuse to admit it. Just like Republican apologists like Sean Hannity, once George W. Bush became president, suddenly we're all in favor of compassionate conservatism, mm-hmm. which, of course, looked an awful lot like New Deal-ism from LBJ or, you know, Great Society-ism, New Deal-ism from FDR. So, you know, it's they're on the same team.
So. Interestingly, though, this morning it was Obama's speech from the National Archives, where they're, of course, missing a hard drive, followed by Cheney's speech. Mm-hmm. In front of, oh gosh, it was a think tank that he was
American Enterprise Institute.
Yes, thank you very much. And it was almost like they were duking it out.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding, if what I heard was true on CNN, and that is that Obama's speech seemed to be scheduled after Cheney's was. In other words, Obama scheduled it exactly when he did so that he would lead in to Cheney.
Mm-hmm.
That was an odd thing, giving Cheney last word. Yeah.
Of course, he knew that he'd get more coverage than Dick Cheney would. But it was interesting that
compelled.
Yeah,
but why not follow it?
Well, good point. Good point. Interesting that he felt compelled to schedule it on the same day and have that discussion. But while this is going on, it's being reported today by the New York Times that President Obama told human rights advocates last week at the White House that he's considering, or rather, I'm sorry, told him yesterday at the White House that he's considering the need for preventive detention. Preventive detention for terrorism suspects who are a threat to national security but can't be tried.
Preventive?
Yeah. Preventive detention. Now, doesn't that sound like newspeak? Preventive
yes.
detention means you thought police. You're being arrested
yes.
because what you think you might do.
It's Minority Report.
Minority Report. Or, now that may be the extreme example of it. What they're probably talking about are guys who were arrested and incarcerated at some place like, oh, let's say Guantanamo Bay, who can't be released because the evidence to try them doesn't exist or is not admissible in a court of law. Now, that's why Guantanamo Bay was created, because there are guys that you're going to scoop up in an overseas contingency operation mm-hmm. who can't be tried. They're essentially prisoners of war. And the justice system of the United States isn't set up to handle guys like that. Now, the Bush administration, recognizing that fact, set up Gitmo. Now, I'm not defending Gitmo. I'm just saying that that's the reason for it. Obama ran with a pledge to shut it down. On day two of his new administration, of his new term, he said, I'm going to shut it down. It'll be closed within 1 year. And now he's telling human rights advocates, well, we might have to come up with a system for keeping these guys in prison without pressing charges. Well, isn't that what the Bush administration is doing right now? What the Bush administration was doing?
Oh, yeah.
Again, Barack Obama is Bush 3. He is what he claimed John McCain was going to be.
I know. And you know what? His followers are so starry-eyed. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a long time, if ever, mm-hmm. before they can admit that.
Well, and that goes both ways, too. So,
Yeah.
And the whole point is to keep us distracted from the real issues that are taking place, which, of course, is the spiritual war and, of course, the drive toward that singularity, that one world government.
And that, with that in mind, I just want to say this. There are so many little scandals that are brewing and infighting and all kinds of things that are taking place in Washington right now. It just feels to me like it's ripe for something major to happen to get everybody's focus on that one thing mm-hmm. and off these little problems.
Yeah. And there are some really interesting distractions, you know, taking place right now. Again, we mentioned yesterday the infighting within the Democratic Party where Nancy Pelosi is being hung out to dry by the Obama administration, which in turn is being hung out to dry by Democrats in the Senate who don't want to close mm-hmm. Guantanamo Bay. So,
well,
you're
we've
right.
also got the investigation into the guy who was raising money for Hillary Clinton and
so
a bunch of other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of little things that are going on right now that any one of them could erupt.
Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of fodder for the blogosphere, the political bloggers who have nothing better to do than watch this pro wrestling show called American Politics. Which
That's
again,
not
is,
us, though.
Is the distraction. No, not us.
No.
We enjoy some aspects of it because it's good theater. But you got to, again, step back and look at the big picture. Where is it all heading? And the big picture, the big items, if the evidence, what we see in the news is being if we are interpreting it correctly, and if the reports that we heard from and read coming from the Bilderberg meeting, which took place in Athens mm-hmm. This past weekend, are accurate, again, what we've got are these people, these human agents of the supernatural agents who are really calling the shots, the human agents trying to figure out how to use events around the world to solidify control over those of us in the mailroom, you know, us.
The Buck Flowers of the world.
Yeah. A little reference to the movie They Live for those of you paying attention. That's what's really important, the big picture issues. All of this other stuff, the hot-button social issues like homosexual marriage and things like that, abortion, important topics to be sure, but they're used to keep us distracted from what's really going on, which, again, is the solidifying control of a government over our everyday lives. And that government control tends to consolidate and will continue to consolidate until ultimately prophecy will be borne out and it will be one government controlling the entire planet, just as it was in the days of Nimrod at the Tower of Babel. And to that end, there is a talk now that the first draft of a United Nations climate treaty is saying that industrialized nations, developed nations, greenhouse gas emissions, meaning carbon dioxide, will have to be cut by 50% by 2050. That's the U.S., Japan, Western Europe probably. China, India, other emerging economies will only have to cut 25% reduction, which is interesting because between India and China, they've got about, what, half of the world's population there. But again, this is the direction things are going.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for these guys in the United Nations and the globalists pushing their agenda to bring us all under their control for the good of all.
You know, I think it's so interesting that in the book of Revelation, John tells us what he sees and the judgments that God is meting out to an unrepentant world. So many of them are ecological.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
like, so you thought you were going to have a Kyoto Accord and a bunch of other things, and you thought you were going to clean up the earth. Well,
yeah.
Guess what I can do?
Yeah, exactly. The earth reels like a drunkard, according to the prophet Isaiah. So, well, where do we go from here? Well, we move into the future. Of course, it's the new day dawning and change. And, of course, that means since we've got change in America, we have to change the way we describe what's going on around us. Not only do we have man-made disasters instead of terror incidents, the overseas contingency operation instead of the global war on terror, some other suggested changes to the way we... Oh, yes, Mrs. Gilbert, you can't see it, but her hand is raised again, so we're calling on her again.
Anyone who's ever done anything in mathematics or in science with equations knows what the Greek symbol for change is.
Well, I was more language-oriented.
Delta.
Ah.
It's a pyramid.
Very interesting. So anyway, as we move forward with our little...
Science, boring!
I'm falling asleep.
No, I just think that given the fact that we've got a pyramid on the dollar and the pyramid represents so many things, mm-hmm. Gnostic and the Illuminati, that change is the big magic word over and over again. And honestly, every time I see the word change, mm-hmm. I think of delta because I had to write so many the change in the temperature, delta temperature, over and over again.
Mm-hmm. There are scientists, I'm sure, who are probably caught that and picked up on that as well. That's an interesting observation. I had not ever thought of that.
And if you think of a pyramid, if indeed they were built at least partly for the transformation of the pharaoh
mm-hmm.
from death into life again, everlasting life, that's change. We shall not all sleep. But we shall all be changed.
So we're all deltas.
We are.
Well, some delta speak then. We'll call it that. Delta speak.
Oh, that's a good one. Delta speak.
And these
I like that.
These were changes suggested by, and perhaps tongue in cheek, by a marketing consultant who was interviewed by Fox News for this article about the Obama administration's attempts to rebrand certain aspects of its policies. So, you know, it can say, well, we did change. We're no longer prosecuting the war on terror. However, we are fully committed to our ongoing overseas contingency operations. Detainees, henceforth, should be referred to not as detainees, but as custodial informants. Terrorists, as mentioned earlier, would be improvised ideologues. The deficit, budget deficit, could be called the long shortfall, or I like this better because it, again, implies the whole change pyramid thing, inverted surplus.
See, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, pyramid standing on its point. $1 trillion would be nth power financing. Earmarks will be henceforth referred to as allocators. And, of course, you know what happens when you're up to your, you know what, an allocator.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bailouts would be called stopgappers. Torture, henceforth be called nonverbal questioning. And perhaps Nancy Pelosi should have included that phrase in her notes at her press conference the other day.
Well, so. She was never briefed on it, though. The CIA totally lied to her. That's what she said.
Her suit didn't return from the cleaners. She had a flat tire. Oh, it was her first day.
Honey, these 15-minute shows keep going over.
Once again, we have cruised right past our 15 minutes of fame. So remind you that the show notes will be up online shortly at PIDradio.com. Well, if you're hearing this, they're already online. So forget I said that. Go back and rewind. But the link to the forum, the Piercing the Darkness forum, where you can discuss these topics and many other fascinating things, you'll find that link at the bottom of the show notes at PIDradio.com.
That's right. You can also follow us at Twitter, twitter.com/PIDradio. I'm at Facebook. You're at Facebook. Just type in our names and enjoy the ride.
We're everywhere on the web. You can send us email. It gets to both of us if you send it to radio@peeringintodarkness.com. And until next time, I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert, I think. I don't know. In Delta speak, I'm not sure what I'd be. We'll figure that one out for tomorrow. Bye, everyone. There's a new day coming. There's a new day coming down. There's a new day coming. Oh, a new day coming. A new day coming. A new day coming. Oh,
on demand.
This is PID Radio.